Is America taking its last breath? Isn't God a God of second and third chances and always ready to forgive and restore? We'll talk about that next.
And so anytime you see division, it's never from God. For example, a couple that's married, God calls them to unity, not division. Churches are called to unity, not division, like in Corinth. And when a nation is divided, there is something going on there. It's the natural consequences of sin. Mm-hmm. Divine judgment is inevitable if that continues.
This is Understanding the Times Radio with Jan Markell. Today, Jan continues a two-part series. Last week, the discussion centered on the remnant church. This hour, the conversation shifts to the judgment of God. Senior pastor of 412 Church in San Jacinto, California, Tom Hughes, and senior pastor of Revive Church, Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, Mark Henry, were Jan's special guests last week as well. They've returned this week to discuss a topic that's often missing from most conversations about God these days, His judgment. Part two with our pastoral panel begins right now. Here's Jan Markell.
And welcome to the program. You know, we look at news, views, truths from a decidedly biblical perspective, and I've got two guests in studio with me. They were with me last weekend. You're familiar with the names of Pastor Tom Hughes, 412 Church, San Jacinto, California, who has a new book, America's Coming Judgment, Where is Our Hope? We'll get to that in just a moment. Pastor Mark Henry has returned from Revive Church, Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. In studio with me, gentlemen, thank you for coming back from again this week. And let me just say here by way of intro, because we're going to be talking about judgment, and frankly, no one likes to discuss that topic of judgment. More specifically, America under judgment. And I have in front of me Pastor Hughes' newest book, which I have already cited, America's Coming Judgment, Where is Our Hope? It has a foreword by Hal Lindsey, who played a major role in the author's life and mine as well. And ancient Israel was judged for rebellion and godlessness. Should we expect anything less for America? And our hope is not in nationalism. It's not even in patriotism. Our hope is in God. And we'll discuss this also in studio, as I said, Pastor Mark Henry. Mark, thank you for driving all the way over here from Revive Church and being a part of our discussion today. And Tom Hughes, thank you for coming back.
You bet. Blessing to be here.
As it concerns your book, Tom, I had Michelle Bachman in studio with me very recently, and we talked about the fact that never has America been more divided. We've got left versus right. We've got Republican versus Democrat. We've got Christian versus secular. We've got socialism versus capitalism. In other words, there's passion on all sides of the issues here. But all of this kind of results in division, and I don't think we've been this divided since the Civil War. And you talk about judgment on America. Do you think this kind of division, Tom Hughes, could be judgment itself?
I do believe it very well could be. I know my book says America's Coming Judgment, but when I honestly look at it, Jan, I think it's already begun, and we see it in the division. We also see it in some of the other things we might get into a little bit later in the program. Look at things like Romans chapter 1. When you look at Romans chapter 1 and God gives them over to their desires, that's God's judgment. So when we see the gay agenda, for example, the way we do now, and you equate it to Romans chapter 1, it looks like we're already at the beginning of God's judgment for America.
And Mark, I know you had just a little role in this book. I think you did some editing for Tom. And what would you think about the fact that we are a divided nation, more so than since the Civil War?
Well, I just kind of come back to Matthew 25, where Jesus, he's accused of being demon-possessed. He's helped a man be liberated from demon possession, and then they're accusing him of being demon-possessed and doing this by the power of Satan. And he says this, any kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste. And so anytime you see division, it's never from God. For example, a couple that's married, God calls them to unity, not division. Churches are called to unity, not division, like in Corinth. And when a nation is divided, there is something going on there. It's the natural consequences of sin. Mm-hmm. Divine judgment is inevitable if that continues. Jesus says there's only two trees, a good tree and a bad tree, a good kingdom and a bad kingdom. You'll know them by their fruits. Division is something of ungodliness, and I would definitely say it's the outcomes of our own sin.
You know, Pastor Tom Hughes, and I'll give some contact information here just a little bit later, folks, but Jonathan Kahn wrote some years ago, now 2012, he wrote about national repentance in his Harbinger book, and half the country didn't like it. They called him a heretic. They still do, for that matter. But he was kind of like Jeremiah, a weeping prophet. He tried to warn of coming judgment, and the church, heavily the church, I think the secular world didn't much care, but half the church attacked the messenger. They ignored the message, and they attacked the messenger, and they would not accept his message. His message was simple. It was, America has sinned, as did ancient Israel, and we should expect consequences. Jonathan Kahn was called a Kabbalist, a secret Mormon, involved in replacement theology and other insane things, and I think it's because people didn't like his message.
Yeah, I read Jonathan Kahn's book when it came out, and we both have a similar end in how we approach the subject of America, but I read it, I was intrigued by it. You know, Jana, this is really fascinating to me. Jonathan didn't take it this direction. I didn't put this section in my book, but in 2 Kings chapter 17, there's 24 things that God brings judgment against the northern territory of Israel for when Assyria is coming in. 24 different things. All 24 of them you can find in America with on the front pages of every website, of every news site. Everywhere in America, we're seeing these things right now. And God judged ancient Israel, and that was Jonathan Kahn's premise, and then we look at where America is today, and you know what? Quite frankly, we're a nation that began as being a nation under God. Not a perfect nation, but a nation under God, and now we have entered into the place where Israel was when they were judged.
Why don't I just play a quick clip of Jonathan talking about some of the things that we're discussing here.
226 years ago this day, George Washington readied himself for the first ever presidential inauguration to take place the following day, the day that America as we know it came into existence with the president's hand resting on the word of God. That day would conclude with America's first government gathering in prayer to dedicate the nation's future to God. A century and a half earlier, another seminal event took place on the same day. On April 29, 1607, the voyagers on the Susan Constant, the Discovery, and the Godspeed gathered together in prayer at Cape Henry to set a wooden cross in the sands of Virginia Beach and to dedicate the new civilization to the will and the purposes of God. America's biblical foundation would be affirmed and reaffirmed over and over again by its forefathers, from the pilgrims of the Mayflower to the Puritans of Massachusetts Bay to the leaders of the first American colonies who declared publicly and in writing that the new Commonwealth had come into existence solely for the glory and purposes of God. No historian can rewrite that. No president can expunge that. And if 1,000 angels swore in 1,000 Bibles that this was not the case, it would in no way alter the fact that this American civilization was conceived, established, dedicated, and founded on a biblical cornerstone. America was brought into existence for the will and the purpose of God. On this night, over 200 years ago, George Washington held in his hand the first ever presidential address. In that address was a prophetic warning. It was this: the propitious smiles of heaven can never be expected on a nation that disregards the eternal rules of order and right which heaven itself hath ordained. In other words, if America should ever turn away from God and his ways, if it should ever disregard his eternal rules of order and right, then his blessings, the smiles of heaven, would be removed from the land. It was an ancient warning. It had been given in Hebrew words by the prophets to the kingdom of Israel. But Israel turned away from God and disregarded his eternal rules of order and right. They drove God out of their government, out of their public squares, out of their culture, out of the lives of their children. They worshiped idols and served other gods. They celebrated immorality and they persecuted righteousness. They lifted up their children on the altars of foreign gods. And the blessings of God were removed from the land and replaced with judgment. It is 2,500 years later, and America has made the same mistake. We too have turned away from God. We too have driven him out of the government, out of our public square, out of our culture, out of the lives of our children. We too have profaned the sacred and sanctified the profane. And we too have killed our most innocent, over 55 million of our unborn children, and our collective hands are covered with blood. What we were warned never to do, we now have done.
You're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. I'm Jan Markell. I have on the line from California, 412 Church, San Jacinto, California, Pastor Tom Hughes, talking about his newest book, America's Coming Judgment, Where is Our Hope? In studio with me is Pastor Mark Henry from Revived Church, Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. Tom Hughes, God had a special calling for Israel and for America. That does not make America the new Israel, but there certainly are parallels, as you bring out.
America has replaced Israel just like the church hasn't replaced Israel. But we can see America's role in history, and America is very unique. It's I talk about American exceptionalism in the book, and America had a unique place. But we really were established as a nation under God. Doesn't mean every single person that signed the Declaration of Independence was a Christian. Some were deists, and we know that, but the majority of them were Christian. And at the same time, as you walk through the decades and the couple of centuries of America, you begin to see how we parted from God. However, America was used to send out missionaries. America was used in the establishment of Israel as a nation again. And when so you start looking at the parallels at the same time, why did God judge ancient Israel? Jan, it is the parallels in America are astounding when we see them. Israel was a specific nation for God's great purpose of the Messiah coming and Him redeeming a people. And America had, in a sense, partnered with Israel and with God in the proclamation of the Messiah, but we've abandoned God.
Tom, I really appreciate your book. Again, I just read it again this week, and you know, you walk that line of, you know, the New Testament's written to the church, and yet Christians, you know, forging America and the blessings that we have there. But I think one of the great dangers, and I think you do a great job in the book, is warning us as a nation. Jesus didn't say, I will build my nation, America, and the gates of hell. He said, I'll build my church. And the church is bigger than America, and we want to be a blessing to America. We want to be awesome citizens in America. But at this stage, we as Christians need to be warning America as a nation. You keep insulting God. You keep putting Israel down. You keep, you know, changing the definition of a marriage. You keep killing children. There's divine consequences. And now the church should be the prophets of this generation, warning America about this this coming judgment.
Do we even know, and I don't think we do, if Sodom and Gomorrah had legalized same-sex marriage, Tom? I mean, maybe they did. I don't know how sophisticated their government was back then. But you suggest that America is celebrating what Sodom and Gomorrah did, maybe worse even.
Yeah, I suggest in the book maybe even worse. And so you look at it, and I took a little bit different approach than Jonathan Kahn did. I brought in, obviously, Israel, but I took a lot of what Mark just said, you know, looking at the New Testament. However, at the same time, Jan, you know my, you know how my brain works. I bring things into through a prophetic scope, and looking at the prophetic, the things that God claimed to ancient Israel: if you do this, I will bless you. If you don't do this, you're going to be cursed. If you abandon me, you're going to be cursed. So from the prophetic side, we can see the direction that everything is going. America is in desperate need to repent, but I absolutely believe wholeheartedly it starts with the churches. The churches need to be preaching the truth of Christ. I think the churches have really gotten away from being willing to proclaim the truth. They've gotten away from the fear of God, gotten away from talking about sin. And, you know, if churches aren't doing this, then how can we expect righteousness to come from Washington?
Well, many put the sad condition of America at the feet of America's pastors and pulpits, and we talked about pastors and pulpits last week. Jack Hibbs does this. He puts the blame at the feet of the pulpits, and he feels America will only be as great as her Christian leaders will be as shepherds of God's flock, and they must speak up and give the inconvenient truth message, and in that they're not, perhaps America's paying a serious price as a nation in serious decline because, in part, of our pulpits. That's a pretty stunning comment to be making. America's pastors, I hope they're listening.
Yeah, I know Jack fairly well, and I agree with him wholeheartedly on it. And maybe this is one of the reasons why Mark and I get along well, because we both see a need to proclaim the truth. But, Jan, I do not think there's a lot of time left. I always believe there's hope. As long as we have life, there's hope. America still seems to have life, and that's why I had the subtitle, "Is There, you know, Where's Our Hope?" Our hope is in Christ. And but at the same time, I also see the whole thing winding down to the end when you look at the whole prophetic picture.
Well, you're you're looking at the eschatological picture, Tom Hughes.
I'll admit that.
Yeah, all right. And Mark, you would be looking from that perspective as well.
Absolutely.
Now, not everyone does. We talked about that last week. And that's just something, a missing ingredient in most of our churches. I read some emails of heartbroken people because it's the missing ingredient. It's the thing that they really want to grab onto because our blessed hope is the true hope. Here's how you get a hold of this, folks. Go to Pastor Tom Hughes' website, hopeforourtimes.com, hopeforourtimes.com. And as this program is airing, because we had to pre-record, I am taking part in Pastor Mark Henry's prophecy conference going on right now at Revive Church in Brooklyn Park. That's formerly Brooklyn Park E-Free. Same church, just a new pastor, Mark Henry. He's got a prophecy conference this weekend, Saturday 9 to 4, and tomorrow, Sunday, he will be speaking 9, 10, and 11 on the rapture.
The rapture, yes.
Same message three times. And I think right after Resurrection Sunday, Easter, you're going to be doing a series on the rapture. Is that right?
That's right. So this weekend, on the 25th of March, I'm speaking on the rapture. And then next week is Easter. And then over the next 8 weeks that follow, that's going to be the ongoing theme, is the rapture itself. And Jan, you know, there's a number of New Testament passages that are quite honestly totally neglected in the church. We want to highlight those and see specifically how Jesus intends to radically transform our lives and our thinking and our families and in our culture as a result of those truths. So we want to look at that.
Okay. Give me the address of your church.
7849 West Broadway, Brooklyn Park, Minnesota.
Okay, the conference is this weekend. This program is airing Saturday 9 to 4, Sunday 9, 10, 11 a.m. And Pastor Tom Hughes and I are speaking Saturday morning and afternoon. We'll spare you all the details of what we're going to talk about because that's not the purpose of our programming today. Here's where I want to go. I want to get a little bit more deep into the subject of America's coming judgment. And again, the book is by Pastor Tom Hughes, forward by Hal Lindsey. More information, hopeforourtimes.com. You can find the book at amazon.com as well. And I've been working with Pastor Tom Hughes now for a couple of years. You've heard me quote some of his articles now and then on air. 412 Church, San Jacinto, California. It's in the Calvary Chapel stream. Here's where I want to go when we come back, Tom, and that is it too late? I mean, where do we go from here? We see America declining, and we've already talked, we opened the program talking about the huge division, never since the Civil War, so divided. We see corruption on overdrive in our nation's capital in Washington. We see downright skullduggery going on in Washington, and this is on both sides of the aisle. So is it too late, and where do we go from here? I don't think it's ever too late in God's mind. We'll pick up on that as soon as we get back. Don't go away.
Jan's two Understanding the Times radio guests today are the second part of a two-week series. To receive copies of one or both sessions in this current series, you must phone 763-559-4444. Or you can download both programs at olivetreeviews.org. Don't forget to circle September 29 on your calendar. Save that date for our next fall conference. Our annual weekend event will be live streamed on September 29. For full details, watch our website, newsletters, or listen to this broadcast. For full conference information, log on to olivetreeviews.org. Remember, over 830 radio stations now air this program. When you invest in Olive Tree Ministries, you are investing in eternity. Every tax-deductible gift sows an eternal seed in the hearts of our listeners. Please write to us at Olive Tree Ministries, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. Jan Markell and our pastoral panel return right after this.
We have our fall annual conference this year, September 29th, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Grace Church, Eden Prairie, Minnesota. Speakers include Amir Sarfati, Pastor J.D. Farag, Pastor Jack Hibbs, and Pastor Billy Crone. We have had crowding issues for 2 years, so to remedy that, we are ticketing our 2018 event. Get pen and paper ready for a toll-free ticketing number, or go to olivetreeviews.org for more ticketing information. You can order tickets from Brushfire Online Ticketing. Just call them at 888-338-5000. 888-338-5338. That's 888-338-5338. Best not to call Olive Tree Ministries, but info is at our website, olivetreeviews.org. The event will be live streamed at no cost. Watch our website and newsletters for details.
In today's world, who do you trust for good insight on current events? For that matter, who do you trust for good Bible commentary? America is full of fake news and false teaching. That's why we want to offer you an alternative to both. We are Understanding the Times Radio with Jan Markell, and our main objective is to tell you the truth about current events as they relate to a biblical worldview. Join us each week on this station for a source you can trust.
Lovers of pleasure, lovers of self, money, disobedient to parents, traitors. Boy, do we see traitors. You look at Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Unloving, unholy, slanders, haters of all things that are good. People that still go to church and say, well, I don't really need this. And they have the sins of the flesh that are happening in their lives. And I do believe, because Paul does write in there, having that form of godliness, the people who actually go to church in America. And when you start to look at some of the doctrines that are being taught in a lot of churches in America, but a lot of them that are taught out there, boy, it would fit into the lovers of self, because so much of the church now is a message about, hey, this is about, it's about now, it's about your number one, it's about your self-esteem.
You're enjoying a two-part series on today's Understanding the Times broadcast. Let's return now to Jan Markell's conversation with Pastors Tom Hughes and Mark Henry.
In the book of Jeremiah, it's written, "Has a nation ever exchanged its gods? Yet my people have exchanged their glory for that which cannot help them. Let us not pretend as to what we are now doing. We are doing that which Israel did on the altars of Baal. We are exchanging our God for idols, our light for darkness, and our glory for that which cannot save us. Are we ready to risk that which comes on the other side of that exchange? The day when the blessings of heaven are removed from the land."
And welcome back. And you're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. And I'm featuring, well, I'm having a discussion this week. Had a discussion last weekend with the same two pastors, Tom Hughes, Mark Henry. But Tom Hughes has a new book, America's Coming Judgment. Remember, this program is posted to my website every Saturday, olivetreeviews.org, olivetreeviews.org. You just hear half of it. You're too busy on the weekend. Just go to my website or oneplace.com, get their mobile app. The program is downloaded. Pastor Tom Hughes, I gave that tease in the last segment. Talk to me about your thoughts on, is it too late?
Like you, Jan, as long as we have life, I don't think it's too late. But when I look at America, I would liken it to this. Myself being a pastor and Mark being a pastor also, we visit people in hospitals, and we both have had the unfortunate, very sad experience, but being at the side of someone when their life support is taken off of them. And you watch a body convulse and gasp for air, and sometimes that person will pass away quickly, and sometimes that can go on for a couple of days. And it appears that's where America is, taking its last breaths, gasping for air, convulsing. We're seeing the divisions in politics. We're seeing the divisions in Christian churches. We're seeing the divisions, obviously, you know, throughout the entire country. But it appears we're gasping for air. But I always have hope, because God is on the throne, and I can't help but go back to 2 Chronicles chapter 7, where God says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, he'll turn to us. The way that with the prodigal son, when the prodigal son came to the end of himself, you know, the father runs to him. There's always hope as long as we have life, and I don't feel it much on the inside,
but
I know the truth of God's word.
I mean, if we go too far, there's already been a reference here this hour of Romans 1, and again, God gives the people over to the very things that they have chosen in place of God, and he gives them that reprobate mind, and I kind of feel that we're there, Tom. I kind of feel we're there, a Romans 1 mentality, and it's as though he washes his hands of people, and could he wash his hands of nations? I think he can. And I think the question is, have we gone far enough that he's washed his hands of us? And I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, Jan, I agree. I look at Romans chapter 1 and I see that type of judgment. It appears that we are already in it. Can it be stopped? We can go back to the Old Testament and we look at when judgment was going to come because of Manasseh, and then Josiah comes along and we have God's judgment stalled, or it was put on hold. but still God's judgment was going to come. I'm thinking maybe that's where we are right now. We're just on hold for judgment, but I see it coming. It's what's coming. We still have all of the sins. The sins are still going. That's the biggest problem. Because Donald Trump became president, America's sins didn't stop.
Right.
You know, there hasn't, you know, there's sure, you know, you hear of this person coming to Christ and that famous person coming to Christ, but our sins seem to be getting even, well, we're certainly more and more exposed. We look at what's coming out of Washington and what's coming out of Hollywood, and it's pretty ugly. And again, they just go right along the line of ancient Israel as far as the sins, and we're not repenting as a nation.
That's right. Pastor Mark Henry, it's hard to find America references to her in the last days. I mean, people stretch that. They can do all sorts of things if they want to stretch that. Young lions, etc., in Ezekiel 37, 38, 39. But it's hard to find her as a part of a last days scenario. And I wonder if this plays into it.
Well, you know, when I trusted Christ back in 1979, I'm devouring the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And I came from a very patriotic family, a lot of military involvement, and I love America, and I just was reading the Bible, and I realized America is not discussed. And so when I would say that to people, they would sneer at me, they'd say, you're not being patriotic, but I'm saying, no, I'm just reading the Bible. Mm-hmm. Something's got to happen to America to bring this about. And I think one of the keys, at least as I look at the landscape, is that when God gives people over to depravity, the last part of Romans chapter 1, it says they give hearty approval to those who do evil. In other words, they celebrate greater levels of wickedness. And I think as you just kind of look at the landscape and you look in the Old Testament, now, Jan, I work with a lot of younger millennials, and they always say, or not always, but many of them say, I just can't believe there's a God who would judge nations and so forth and get what God did in the Old Testament. Remember this, he left his people as slaves in Egypt for 420 years until the iniquity of the Canaanite nations was full. And then he brought that nation out of Egypt to bring judgment on those Canaanite nations. God uses one nation to bring judgment on another nation. He's done it all through human history. Why would we think that's going to be different? So I would suggest to you that right now, this new level in the last 10 years, now I've been preaching now for a long time, almost 30 years, and there's a new heartbeat in America. Immorality is celebrated.
Yes.
I was just with an engineer the other day, and he was on the job site, and there was a guy who was laughing. He handed him his phone. He says, you got to see this. And it was a video of a bestiality taking place. That's the next thing. And he's given hearty approval to that. And he's like, you got to see, this is the greatest thing ever. And it's just, we're at a new level of depravity.
Yeah.
And I think our iniquities are filling up and judgment must come.
The book is America's Coming Judgment, Where is Our Hope? It's a foreword by Hal Lindsey. The author is on the line from San Jacinto, California. Tom Hughes, Pastor Tom Hughes, and we are talking, is it too late for America? In our perfect world, we'd like to say it's never too late with God. He's the God of second, third, fourth, fifth chances, but has America had those second, third, fourth, fifth chances and kind of blown them? Tom, so what prompted you to even write this?
A warning. You know, I look at what's going on in America. I do believe that Jesus is coming, and at the same time, as a pastor of a church, I'm fearful for not just for people's souls, but I'm also fearful for our nation and the direction I see it go. I came out of a depraved lifestyle. I got saved about 30 years ago, and I have friends from the past that are still living that way, and my hope is that they'll turn. But my hope is that this nation would turn from the direction, this course we're on, this train is going down the track, it's going full speed, and it certainly appears there's about ready to be a major crash at the end. The collision is coming, and it's impending doom, and I feel like God has called me to warn America and to warn people who don't know Christ, but also to warn the church, because I believe the church needs to be woken up too.
Well, and you cite people, believers and unbelievers, who they're asking, you know, why are things going the way they are? And I think you're probably trying to provide some answers, trying to connect some dots, and particularly connect prophetic dots, which is one of the things you do in this book.
Yeah, Tom, I just so appreciate your warning to America, because if you remember, Jonah is sent to Nineveh.
Mm-hmm.
A foreign nation. We're not talking about Israel. We're talking about a foreign nation. God was showing grace. In fact, he even says, I don't want to go because God's a gracious God and he might show kindness to these people and save them. And so us warning them, I mean, think about the church today. We need to be telling the church to be the people of God, follow Christ, hold on to Jesus, love him with all of your heart, soul, and mind. You're the salt and light. Warn America. because there is a judgment coming upon all the nations, and including America, for our iniquities. It's inevitable. So, Tom, thanks for writing the book.
And here's how you get a hold of it. Go visit hopeforourtimes.com or amazon.com, hopeforourtimes.com or amazon.com, America's Coming Judgment. You can learn more about Pastor Mark Henry, revivebrooklynpark.org, revivebrooklynpark.org. Tom, should pastors even be giving nationalistic type messages? I don't know. I mean, where are you with that?
Well, I do. So I'll tell you how this book began. It began as a 4th of July message
yeah.
I did a few years back, and that's what sparked it when I realized this is what individuals also need. And you know, it's like everything I do in the pulpit is based on the Bible. So I don't just look at something and start thinking of a topical approach to and pull secular sources and that becomes my message. I start with the Bible. I will use secular sources to help illustrate where we are, mm-hmm. but I start everything with the Bible. So it might turn into a nationalistic message by some people's opinions. Some people might say I'm you know, too far to the right or too far to the left. Well, you're going to find out I'm pretty narrow-minded
yeah.
in my view, and I say things that will hurt a lot of people's feelings, whether you're conservative or a liberal, Republican or Democrat. It will hurt some feelings. I deal with truth, and I try to give as much grace and hope in the book as possible, but at the same time, it's a wake-up call, and yeah, I deal with these types of things in the pulpit.
Tom, and I appreciate that, because as you read through the Bible, God sent prophets to nations. We already mentioned Jonah.
Yeah.
But Nahum was sent 100 years later. So there was a revival. 100 years later, Nahum goes and preaches, and there wasn't a revival. There wasn't any salvation that took place, and Nineveh was destroyed. So the Assyrian Empire was destroyed. And
yeah.
You go on in the Bible, you find Obadiah. He goes to Edom. And because they didn't love Israel, they were, you know, they resented Israel. They tried to kill their brothers off.
Mm-hmm.
And that nation was destroyed. And I mean, it's over and over and over again. Thank you for warning America.
You used the word revival, Mark Henry. Tom Hughes, should we hope for revival? I don't read that in the Bible. I read about apostasy. I don't read about revival.
Yeah, that's a great question. I hope for, I call it an awakening, because I think,
okay.
I think that the church is kind of a revival thing, but I think I'm not sure what to make of the church right now in general, but I'm hoping for awakening. At the same time, Jan, this is the way I see it prophetically, that something's going to happen to America. I'm hoping it's the rapture
mm-hmm.
that causes it to not be in the prophecies of the last days, because it's really hard to say you found America in the last days prophecies. But I'll tell you where I do see an awakening or a revival. I would call it an awakening, is during the tribulation period.
Yes, amen.
That's where I see it. You got 144,000 Jews that suddenly are saved and preaching
yep.
Christ. And there's a lot of people that come to faith during the tribulation period that are martyred, which gives us a reason to proclaim the gospel of Jesus to people. Family members, they might
mm-hmm.
not receive it, but maybe during that day, they miss the rapture, they will, because they heard your message.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. I'm Jan Mark Hill, and I have on the line from California, Pastor Tom Hughes, 412 Church in San Jacinto, as part of the Calvary Chapel. In studios, Pastor Mark Henry, Revive Church Brooklyn Park, revivebrooklynpark.org, and he's got a prophecy conference going on this weekend. You can still get over there. Tom, Mark, the address again is
7849 West Broadway, Brooklyn Park, Minnesota.
Tom Hughes and I are there, and Mark will be doing messages on the rapture tomorrow, Sunday, 9, 10, and 11 a.m. at the church. Tom Hughes and I are Saturday morning and afternoon. Tom, you say that 2 Timothy 3 describes America today. Frankly, I think it describes much of the world, but granted, America is drowning in comfort and convenience and even luxury, and you feel that 2 Timothy 3, lovers of self, money, pleasure, disobedient to parents, etc. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Absolutely. It's hard to read that passage and not connect it with America. And I would say America and the whole Western world. Because when you look at, for example, the Mideast and the Islamic countries, I think they have a different dynamic there. But
mm-hmm.
in the Western world, it certainly describes it. Lovers of pleasure, lovers of self, money, disobedient to parents, traitors. Boy,
yeah.
do we see traitors. You look at Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Unloving, unholy, slanders, haters of all things that are good. Here's the strange thing, though, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. So people still claiming to be spiritual, a form of godliness. You know, people that still go to church and say, well, I don't really need this. But and they have the sins of the flesh that are happening in their lives. And this, and I do believe because Paul does write in there, having that form of godliness, it's an inference to not just people who claim to be spiritual who are doing all, you know, they're doing getting all kinds of Eastern mysticism,
yeah,
but also people who actually go to church in America. And when you start to look at some of the doctrines that are being taught in a lot of churches in America, and I know there's good churches out there too, but a lot of them that are taught out there, boy, it would fit into the lovers of self, because so much of the church now is a message about, hey, this is about, it's about now, it's,
yeah,
about your number one, it's about your self-esteem, and if you don't have money, you're not being blessed by God, you're not faithful. Even churches are teaching these things.
I'm going to play one more soundbite, and our second segment is winding down. This is Pastor Carl Gallups, and he's building a little bit on the first soundbite that we played in the first segment, talking a little bit about history.
On April the 30th, 1789, on that day, the United States government was born. The House, the Senate, the President, all gathered in the first nation's capital together. It was the inauguration of George Washington. It was the nation's dedication day. On that day, President Washington addressed the crowd and told them that if they did not keep their eyes on God, our nation would fail. On that day, Washington and all the other officials, the senators, the House of Representatives, the Vice President, they all left the place of inauguration and traveled on foot to a small chapel. They went inside for 2 hours where they prayed and committed and consecrated this nation into God's hands. The entire government was now kneeling before God. And where is America's ground of consecration? Where was America dedicated to God? The first inauguration did not take place in Washington, D.C. Not in Washington at all, nor in Philadelphia. The first capital of the United States of America was New York City, declared so on September 13, 1788, by the U.S. Constitutional Convention. It was in New York City where America began as a nation. It was there where the nation was started, and it was there that the warning of the judgment of God was given on September the 11th, 2001. America, on its day of birth as a nation, was dedicated to God at the corner of a plot of land, now known by a more ominous name, now known as Ground Zero. Ground Zero is the mystery place of American history. It was right there at the corner of Ground Zero that our nation's first government knelt and prayed. And it was there, on September the 11th, where God spoke again. What happens next to America, and probably soon, will depend upon whether America is willing to repent and turn back to God.
Tom Hughes and Mark Henry, you know, when America leads, the world kind of goes along okay, prospers, at least has some security to it. When America does not lead, the entire world collapses. We noticed that for 8 years of a previous administration that would not have America leading, and look at the consequences, and look at the tens of thousands of Christians killed as a result of that.
It's understanding the purpose that America had, although not a perfect nation,
mm-hmm.
We were still leading, still sending out missionaries. But
yeah,
even with the reality of a strong arm, there has to be some strength that's in control that is a good strength. America, when you look at nations throughout the history of the world, America's been a good nation. You know, you listen to the pundits today, and they'll tell you how evil of a nation America is. But the reality of it is America, by comparison to nations throughout the history of the world, has been a good nation. And there is a need to have a strong military. There is a need to have strength. Look how many people have been blessed by America through, you know, you look at poverty and hunger and the need for water in other parts of the world. And America has driven these things.
Right.
So
absolutely.
Yeah, driving spiritually, but also physically. And God raised up America for this. But boy, you listen to certain news outlets, and it's just, oh no, America's most evil country on the whole planet. But we can see, I believe the devil's in the details in America, and it's really unfortunate. Satan is also the power of the air, and I think he's the power of the airwaves, the god of the airwaves, and we've got problems.
When I get back, Gentlemen, I'd like to talk to both of you about some of the most significant eschatological things going on in our day. Tom Hughes, you preach prophecy every Sunday night at 412 Church there in San Jacinto. So I know you have a love of the topic, and we're living in prophetic times with headlines blaring daily. I always say some of the dark headlines are not gloom and doom. They're a herald of his coming. And I just want to reference a few of the things going on in our world today and get your perspective on them. We've got Mideast activity. We've got all sorts of things going on. We've got escalating birth pangs happening on a daily basis. So when I get back, folks, we'll conclude my hour with my two pastors doing just exactly that. Don't go away.
Have you visited our website lately? It's been redesigned. That should make your navigation around the site even easier. At olivetreeviews.org, you'll find more information about our fall conference. At olivetreeviews.org, you can also sign up to receive our e-news blast and our printed newsletter. Check us out at olivetreeviews.org. To order digital recordings of our current series, the number to call, 763-559-4444. We're so thankful for all of you who tune in every week or listen online. So many of you help us maintain our financial commitment to bring the program to you every week. Thank you for your faithful financial partnership. Your tax-deductible gifts are always welcome at Olive Tree Ministries, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. Jen returns shortly. Please stay with us.
Years ago, Understanding the Times radio began on one radio station in the Minneapolis area. We now air on almost 830 stations and around the world electronically. You made that possible. People really do want the inconvenient truth. Radio costs are substantial, so think about a tax-deductible gift to Olive Tree Ministries to keep this message alive. You can give conveniently online at olivetreeviews.org or by calling us at 763-559-4444, 763-559-4444, or just drop a check to Olive Tree Ministries, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. That's Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. This is Radio for the Remnant, but let's help the remnant grow by giving them the truth each week on Understanding the Times Radio. Just a heads up to my Twin Cities and Upper Midwest audience listeners, there's a prophecy conference coming up in the Twin Cities at Revive Church Saturday, March 24th. Saturday time will be 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and the address is 7849 West Broadway in Brooklyn Park, formerly Brooklyn Park E-Free. Speakers, Pastor Tom Hughes, Pastor Mark Henry, and I'll be one of the speakers as well on Saturday. Call Revive Church for details. There's no cost. Lunch on your own at area restaurants. Free will offering. I speak once in the morning Saturday, once in the afternoon Saturday. Again, Saturday time, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., March 24th. And on Sunday with Pastor Mark Henry, the times are 9, 10, and 11 a.m. We'll hope to see you there. The church will provide CDs and DVDs about a month later. Contact Revive Church.
And I really do think that we could be watching, if we're not raptured first, boy, I hope we're raptured,
yeah.
But if not, that Israel's going to go after Damascus, and I can see that happening anytime. That is a major thing, because the repercussions for Israel are going to be severe, too, as you read Isaiah chapter 17. It's going to be ugly, it's going to be bad, but Iran is definitely stepping up. They're stepping up their war drum.
Understanding the Times Radio continues here with today's final segment. Once again, Jan Markell.
And welcome back. Remember, you can always become a CD subscriber to this program. You got to call us for that. It's a very nominal charge. That way you get a CD of every program. Or just catch it on my website, olivetreeviews.org. Post it every Saturday. Also, oneplace.com. We use their mobile app. I hope you'll sign up for my print and e-newsletter so I can keep in touch with you, and I'll give the contact info of my two guests as we kind of wind down the program in a few minutes. And if you write to me, and particularly if you do send a check, always tell us what station you're listening to after about 830 stations. It gets a little confusing in my office. I'm winding down the hour, and we opened the hour with Pastor Tom Hughes and his book, America's Coming Judgment, Where is Our Hope? Has a foreword by Hal Lindsey. You can find the book at hopeforourtimes.com and also find Pastor Tom's prophecy updates there, hopeforourtimes.com. Pastor Mark Henry is at revivebrooklynpark.org. And I kind of gave a tease in my last segment that I wanted to end the program. It is a short segment talking about some of the prominent, well, signs of our times exploding right now. Mideast activity, I think Gog Magog is lining up. Cry for peace and security, a mocking of eschatology, a mocking of the rapture, a mocking of a biblical worldview. There's talk of a tribulation temple. There's a longing for a leader, a man with a plan. Mark Henry, what do you see as prominent as we speak?
Boy, all of those topics are so important. And, you know, you just kind of look what's going on with Syria right now.
Yeah.
And Turkey.
Exactly.
And boy, the push for Turkey and Babylon. I mean, you just think about the last 10 years and how the Middle East has been set up for a resurgence of a Persian empire. And then mm-hmm. the Turks talking about the reestablishment of, quite honestly, their empire that they've had in the past. And then you think about the influence, Jane, I don't know if you picked up on it, but with the drone that was shot down, mm-hmm. Israel talking to Russia. And, you know, we were totally left out of that situation. It's almost like America is silent now, the silent partner, and no one's not influencing that situation. These are really amazing times in which we're living.
Tom Hughes, are we on the verge of perhaps another major Middle East war? I'm not talking about a little conflict between Israel and Gaza, though that's serious, but not a major war. Are we on the verge of something big?
Well, I think we are, but this is my understanding. When I look at the Gog-Magog war,
mm-hmm.
there's also another war in Isaiah chapter 17
yes.
that's major. That's often missed. It's when Damascus is taken out. And so when I look at Gog-Magog, that's a time when Israel has some type of peace and safety, and the United States is not going to have their back at that time. Currently, the United States has the back of Israel, I think, because of Trump. However, when you look at Damascus, that's different. And what we're watching develop, we have Iran, we have Syria, we have Turkey, you have Hezbollah, which is the extension, the proxy of Iran. And I think it's very possible. In fact, I got a text last night from a friend back in North Carolina asking me about it. And I really do think that we could be watching, if we're not raptured first, boy, I hope we're raptured.
Yeah.
But if not, that Israel's going to go after Damascus, and I could see that happening anytime. That is a major thing because the repercussions for Israel are going to be severe too, as you read Isaiah chapter 17. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be bad. But Iran is definitely stepping up. They're stepping up their war drum.
Well, we enabled them to do that with about $150 billion.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah, we did.
Thinking that, and we didn't. We knew what this was, a sham all along, but previous administration thinking Iran, we were going to appease the moderates, and all we were doing is increasing terror throughout the world. I also, gentlemen, hear talk of rebuilding the what's going to be known as the Tribulation Temple. The church is gone when that happens, but having said that, there's preparation right now for that Tribulation Temple. I mean, from the garments to the priests, you name it. It's fascinating.
Yeah, I just got back from Israel, and you know, everywhere you go over there, the talk is about the temple site and the mm-hmm. tension over the temple site, and it's just amazing how the whole world looks at that temple site, talks about that temple site. You know, people can mock biblical truth, biblical declarations, but the reality is, how come the whole world watches that little piece of real estate?
How come that little piece of real estate, about the size of New Jersey, it's now in its 70th anniversary year as we speak, and yet the whole world seems to be revolving somehow, politically, economically, some way around that piece of real estate, the few acres there. How is this possible?
Billions and billions of dollars spent by all countries. And every news, you know, feed is always talking about that situation. And then you look at the Temple Mount itself. You know, you're talking 40 mm-hmm. acres.
Exactly.
And boy, anybody touch that, you know, it's on the news. It's every headline, almost like God knew what he was talking about.
Yep. Tom, how about the longing for a leader? Now, I'm not talking necessarily about a human politician. I'm talking about someone with cunning and skill beyond anything we can imagine, who could bring order out of chaos globally.
That's coming. Can I comment on the temple real quick?
Oh, by all means.
Okay, I look at this. This fascinates me. There's the underground train, or the train coming from Tel Aviv, the airport, Ben Gurion, to the temple. You both are well aware.
Yeah.
A lot of your listeners are.
Yep.
It is set to bring people and be open for business to get people to Jerusalem on March 30th. That is the beginning of Passover. That's next week. That's next Friday. And they're going to be dropped off at the Donald J. Trump train station. And
that's
the
right.
purpose, the sole purpose of that train is to start getting people used to coming to that area for the purpose of temple worship. So they're pressing forward to worship at that temple.
Absolutely.
And it's just, it's exciting days we live in. So think of that as then the world leader. We know there's a world leader coming. I know it. You know it. We read it. Revelation chapter 13. See the false prophet and the Antichrist, the beast, the Antichrist, and he's going to rise up, and he's going to bring some type of order out of chaos. The world is looking for a leader. America has swung from somebody totally far out to the left. The pendulum swung back the other way with Trump. I'm convinced that when Trump is gone, whether by rapture or whatever other reason,
mm-hmm.
this pendulum swinging the other way, and there's going to be a leader, but the globalist movement is going to attack as soon as the current administration is gone. The globalist movement is not going to allow this nationalistic movement to continue. They're not going to risk another Donald Trump. They are looking for a leader, and this leader is going to be charismatic, and we're going to have the ten kings that are going to rise up. I call them the 10 elite powers of the global kingdom that's coming, and they're going to give their power over to the Antichrist, and he's going to confirm the peace deal with Israel,
that's
and
right.
I believe even make sure that the Jews are able to worship at the temple for a very short time.
And gentlemen, we talked about this actually for the whole hour last week, and that is the mocking and scoffing of some of these things that are so important. Eschatology, the rapture, it's just a biblical worldview for that matter. The scoffing, the mocking, the putting down of believers for what they believe, the putting down within churches, the putting down of church members who want to hear the message that the king is coming. But that also fulfills scripture right out of 2 Peter.
Absolutely. I mean, the mocking is everywhere. And, you know, it's not surprising that the world mocks the Bible. I would suggest to you Christians should expect that.
Absolutely.
It's not surprising that the world looks at the church and says, you know, the church is made up with a bunch of crazy people who are trying to follow God and this Jesus that died 2,000 years ago. What are they thinking? But for Christians to be so influenced, and I would suggest even snared into believing doctrines of demons, that eschatology, Jesus is coming, his future for Israel is not an important theme in the Bible. That's what actually shocks me. It shouldn't shock me because we see it in the Bible. But it seems to be everywhere.
Well, I mean, you referenced another major sign, Mark Henry, and that is this rise of false teaching and the doctrine of demons, and it's just infected our churches. And again, going back to last week, talking about people longing to hear the truth, to be a part of a church that teaches the truth, and finding that more and more difficult all the time. I want to ask you both, and I want a quick answer from both of you. What would you say to pastors who want to avoid all the topics related to our times, right, to prophecy, to a biblical worldview, to current events, to politics, to cultural issues such as same-sex marriage, you name it, abortion. They want to avoid these topics. They feel, again, Tom Hughes, and you've written about this, I think they feel that the offering and the attendance will go down, etc. And I think we have stated the last 2 weeks that God's going to turn around and bless them for talking about the truth. Am I right?
Yeah. You know what? The problem is they need to repent, to answer your first question.
Sure.
And there is no fear of God. And they're trying to be relevant, and this is men's attempt at trying to be
mm-hmm.
relevant. And by them attempting to be relevant, they have become totally irrelevant, because there is a remnant of people that are out there that want to hear the truth, and they're attracting people who don't even want to know God, is what's happening, because they're not willing to give the truth, and they're irrelevant. How can you be relevant if you're not talking about bringing the truth of God into the current culture? Jesus did it.
Yes,
that's exactly
yes, he did.
How Jesus taught. That's how Paul taught. That's how the Old Testament prophets taught. They were relevant to that culture with truth, speaking to that culture.
You know, I always tell guys this: you can't do God's work man's way. You got to do God's work God's way. And here's what I tell pastors. Get back to reading the Bible. Stop reading everything else on the shelf. Mm-hmm. Read your Bible, for heaven's sakes. Number two, preach the word. It says in the scriptures, I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and Jesus Christ, who is the judge of the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word in season and out of season.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mark Henry. Again, let me just give some context here. You can find Pastor Tom Hughes' book, America's Coming Judgment, Where is Our Hope? Again, it's got a foreword by Hal Lindsey. Got a testimonial on the inside cover here. HopeForOurTimes.com. HopeForOurTimes.com. You can also find Pastor Tom's weekly prophecy updates at HopeForOurTimes.com. Contact for Pastor Mark Henry is RevivedBrooklynPark.org, RevivedBrooklynPark.org, and he's got a prophecy conference going on as we speak. You might want to check it out at Revive, formerly Brooklyn Park E-Free Church. I need to go out of my program because I'm facing a clock here, and it's, you know, it's one thing for a nation to be under judgment. That is a serious issue, but it is even more urgent to ask if an individual is under judgment because of sin in the garden. Every single person is under judgment, but that is canceled thanks to the blood of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. And if you haven't applied that to the doorpost of your heart, do it today. Ask God to forgive you of your sin and make you an all-new creature as a resurrection day approaches. This is a great time to start life anew. I want to thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
Be unto your name.
With an ever-changing world, men and women of faith need to keep informed. They need to be aware of current events as viewed through the lens of Scripture. Week after week, Jan Markell brings you a compelling hour, pointing out the dangers in today's culture and bringing hope through faith in Jesus Christ. We're asking you to join us in this listener-supported ministry as our financial partner. Please write with your tax-deductible gifts to Olive Tree Ministries, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. Contributions are also welcome at olivetreeviews.org or by phone when you dial 763-559-4444. Don't forget, global updates with a biblical worldview are yours around the clock at Olive Tree Views. We look forward to hearing from you soon. We appreciate your continued prayer support for Jan and her media team. Jan Markell returns next week with another information and inspiration-packed hour designed to help you understand the times.